理课堂听 class.com。
七 ，that 引导的宾语从句 ，Number 159.
I think that Kim is a good teacher.
You can say that again. 八 ，whether if 引导的宾语从句 ，Number 160.
Do you know if Jim went there last night?
Sure, I saw him there, acting like a big shot.额外奉献 Number one.
Can you tell me if whether anybody here found a black wallet?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask the manager? She can tell you if whether anybody here found a black wallet. Number two.
Can you tell me if whether I have the flu?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask Dr. Bell? He can tell you if whether you have the flu. Number three.
Do you know if whether we are almost there?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you speak to the flight attendant? She can tell you if whether we're almost there. Number four.
Do you by any chance know if whether there is going to be an English exam tomorrow?
I'm not really sure. Why don't you ask Mr. Parker? He can tell you if whether there is going to be an English exam tomorrow. 九，疑问词引导的宾语从句。Number 161.
I wonder what Kim has planned for tonight.
Beats me. You should ask her out.
额外奉献 Number one.
Do you know when the plane to Chicago leaves?
I'm sorry. I don't know. You should ask the ticket agent. He can tell you when the plane to Chicago leaves.
Number two.
Could you please tell me what is tonight's homework assignment?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should ask a teacher. She can tell you what is tonight's homework assignment.
Number three.
Do you by any chance know how much this TV costs?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should ask a salesman. He can tell you how much this TV costs.
Number four.
Do you know where my mother went?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should ask the police officer over there. He can tell you where your mother went.
Number five.
Do you have any idea how long Mr. and Mrs. Lane have been living here?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should ask the superintendent. He can tell you how long they have been living here.
Number six.
Do you, by any chance, know why I was fired?
I'm sorry, I don't know. You should ask the boss. He can tell you why you were fired.
十 ，that 引导的同位语从句 ，Number 162.
The rumor that there will be a company merger spread quickly.
I'm sure it did.People in our company love to gossip. 十一 ，whether 引导的同位语从句 ，Number 163.
We haven't decided the question whether he is capable or not.
The only way to decide is to give him a chance and see what he can do.
第十五章状语从句，这也是中国成千上万英语学习者。都感到头疼的一个问题，希望能够借助这个部分实用的例句和对话，能够在状语从句方面有所突破。第一，时间状语从句
，Number 164. When I get my big raise, I'm going to buy a Mercedes-Benz. Don't count your chickens before they are hatched. Number 165. When are you going to come see my new house? I will come when I have time. Number 166. Are you ready for the exam today? No. While I was studying last night, I fell asleep. Friday the 13th. Yesterday was Friday the 13th. Many people believe that Friday the 13th is a very unlucky day. I myself didn't think so, until yesterday. Yesterday, I cut myself while I was shaving. Then I had an accident while I was driving to work. My wife burned herself while she was cooking breakfast. My son poked himself in the eye while he was putting on his glasses. Our daughter spilled soup all over herself while she was eating dinner. Both our children hurt themselves while they were playing outside. And we all got wet paint all over ourselves while we were sitting in the park across the street. I'm not usually superstitious, but yesterday was a very unlucky day. So the next time it's Friday the 13th, do yourself a favor. Take care of yourself. Superstitious. I'm not very superstitious, but I do think it's bad luck to walk underneath a ladder. Of course you don't have to be superstitious to think that. If you walk under a ladder and a hammer falls on your head, it is really bad luck. Number 167. Do I hear your new boss singing? He always sings as he works. Number 168. I want you to take out this garbage. I'll do it after I finish this work. Number 169. How long have you lived in this apartment? I've lived here since I came to this city. Number 170. Do you want to leave that package for Mr. Lee? I'll wait till he arrives and give it to him in person.
二, 地点状语从句.
Number 171. I can't believe you saved enough money to go abroad. Where there is a will, there is a way. Number 172. She follows him wherever he goes. I know, she is just like his shadow.
三, 条件状语从句.
Number 173. If you use your head, you'll find a way. Thanks for your advice, but I know that. Number 174. You will not pass the examination unless you study hard. I know that. I just don't have enough time to study. Too bad. Ronald wants to stay up late to watch a movie tonight, but he knows he shouldn't. If he stays up late to watch a movie, he won't get to bed until after midnight. If he doesn't get to bed until after midnight, he'll probably be very tired in the morning. If he's very tired in the morning, he might oversleep. If he oversleeps, he'll be late for work. If he's late for work, his boss might get angry and fire him. So even though Ronald wants to stay up late to watch a movie tonight, he isn't going to. Too bad. It's a really great movie, but it's not good enough to risk losing his job. Ronald wants to stay up late to watch a movie tonight, but he knows he shouldn't. If he stays up late to watch a movie, he won't get to bed until after midnight. If he doesn't get to bed until after midnight, he'll probably be very tired in the morning. If he's very tired in the morning, he might oversleep. If he oversleeps, he'll be late for work. If he's late for work, his boss might get angry and fire him. So even though Ronald wants to stay up late to watch a movie tonight, he isn't going to. Too bad. It's a really great movie, but it's not good enough to risk losing his job.
四, 让步状语从句.
Number 175. How was the weather in Beijing? It was not very cold, although it was snowing. Number 176. Though he was very tired, he did not give up. I really admire his determination. Number 177. I'll keep my business going, even if I have to sell my house. Then you'd better look for a new wife. Number 178. I'm going whether you like it or not. Your threats don't scare me.
五, 原因状语从句.
Number 179. I didn't go because it rained. Haven't you ever heard of an umbrella? Number 180. As you are evidently very busy, I will not waste your time. Thank you for noticing. I'll talk to you when I have a chance. Number 181. Since you are going, I will go too. I guess I don't have to bother to invite you then. Number 182. Now that you have finished your work, you may go. Thank goodness for that. Hi, Mary. Did you have a good day today? No, I didn't. I had a terrible day. What happened? I had a bad headache all afternoon. Why did you have a bad headache? Because my boss shouted at me. Why did your boss shout at you? Because I arrived late for work. Why did you arrive late for work? Because I had to walk to the office. Why did you have to walk to the office? Because I missed the bus. Why did you miss the bus? Because I got up late today. Why did you get up late? Because I went to a party last night. Why did you stay so late if you knew you had to work the next day? Because I wanted to get away from the stress of the office and people who ask too many questions.
六, 目的状语从句.
Number 183. Do you like my new dress? Come closer, that I may see it better. I'm giving my boy a good education so that he can more easily cope with life's difficulties. Education is the only gift you can never lose or have taken away from you. Number 185. Betty got up early in order that she might catch the early train. What time does the early train leave?
七, 结果状语从句.
Number 186. I am so sleepy that I can't keep my eyes open. What did you do last night? Number 187. It is such beautiful weather that I don't like to stay in the office. If only the boss let us take some time off. Number 188. How did Jim become so successful? He was always a poor student. He worked very hard, so that he became rich in a very short time.
八, 风势状语从句.
Number 189. Kim, why are you eating with chopsticks? When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Number 190. Why did you throw away all those papers from my desk? I did as you told me.
Who, that, which 做主语的定语从句. Number 191.
Everyone that knows him likes him.
But they don't really know him as well as I do. Number 192.
Did you read that book? What's it about?
The book is about a girl who falls in love with a thief. Number 193.
I saw something in the paper which would interest you.
Really? What was it? 二, 关系代词 whom, that, which 做宾语的定语从句. Number 194.
The facts that I received from him yesterday is very important.
What did it say? Number 195.
Where is the book which I bought this morning?
I'm not your mother. I don't keep track of your things. Number 196. Hey, that guy you brought to the party last night.
He's my new boyfriend. Isn't he handsome?
三, who's 引导的定语从句? Number 197.
What was the movie about that you saw last night?
The movie is about a spy whose wife betrays him. Number 198.
Would you like an ocean or a garden view?
I'd like a room whose window looks out over the sea. 四, who, which 引导的非限制性定语从句. Number 199.
I prefer to ask John, who is a very clever guy, what I should do.
I don't think he's that clever. He just likes to talk a lot. He's two-faced, and I don't trust him. Number 200.
The 8:15 train, which is usually on time, was late today.
I know, and I missed a very important appointment. Number 201.
Why did you pay for Stone's lunch again?
He said he had no money, which was not true. 5. As 引导的定语从句 Number 202.
Do you know a trick to help me learn English?
As we all know, there's no shortcuts to learning English. Number 203.
This book is not such as I expect.
I know. It is much more interesting than most grammar books. 6. When, where, why, 引导的定语从句 Number 204.
Why are you so attached to this old house?
This is a house where I was born. Number 205. I will never forget the day when I met you.
How many girls have heard that?
Number 206. Hi, Kim. What's new?
The reason why I'm calling you is to invite you to a party.
7. 介词加 which, whom, 引导的定语从句 Number 207.
There are two classes from which to choose.
Choose the cheapest one, please, since I'm the one paying for it. Number 208. This is the author of whom we've often talked.
He's really more handsome than I expected. Most authors aren't that attractive.
第十七章虚拟语气一与现在事实相反的虚拟语气 Number 209.
If you loved me, you wouldn't say that.
If you loved me, you wouldn't get upset at every little thing I say. Number 210.
If I could help you, I would help you. But I'm not sure what to do.
That's okay. I know you would help me if you could. 超级虚拟语气句型。
If I were you, I would buy a new car. If I were you, I would talk to the boss first. If I were you, I would ask for a raise. If I were you, I would study harder. If I were you, I would consider both sides. If I were you, I would go to the United States. If I were you, I would quit smoking. If I were you, I would change my job.
If I were you, I would marry her. If I were you, I would run for president. 二，与过去事实相反的虚拟语气 Number 211.
You wouldn't have met her if it hadn't been for me.
Yeah, and my life wouldn't be so miserable now if it hadn't been for you. 李阳老师学习英语的经历 I could have done better if I had been more careful.Kim 老师的额外奉献
I could have shown you around the city if I had known you were in Beijing.
对话突破虚拟语气下面送给大家五段小对话征服虚拟语气绝不是梦 Number 1
Why didn't Peter take his umbrella to work today?
He didn't know it was going to rain. If he had known it was going to rain, he would have taken his umbrella to work. Number 2
Why weren't you in class yesterday?
I wasn't feeling well. If I had been feeling well, I would have been in class. Number 3.
Why didn't you do your homework last night?
I didn't bring my book home. If I had brought my book home, I would have done my homework. Number 4.
Why didn't you come to the party last night?
I wasn't invited. If I had been invited, I would have come to the party.
Number 5. Why didn't you go to the movies with your friends last night?
I wasn't in the mood to see a movie. If I had been in the mood, I would have gone to the movies.
三最短文突破虚拟语气 Unexpected guests.
Linda had a very difficult situation at her house a few days ago. Her relatives from Hong Kong arrived unexpectedly, without any advance notice at all, and they wanted to stay for the weekend. They didn't even knock at the door. They just walked right in. Needless to say, Linda was very upset. If she had known that her relatives from Hong Kong were going to arrive and wanted to stay for the weekend, she would have been prepared for their visit.